You're listening to What She Said, a podcast about blogging, creativity and life online, hosted by me, Lucy Lucraft, a freelance journalist and blogger based in Brighton. If you've ever listened to the podcast before, you'll have heard me mention the Blogger Course, and for good reason too. Monica Stock created the Travel Hack back in 2009, and since then she's become one of the most respected travel bloggers in the UK, if not the world. She's worked with a gazillion brands, and she even has her own suitcase, which is amazing, by the way. Over a series of weeks, Monica shares tips on creating video content, branding, writing, and the dreaded niche. In fact, this was such a game changer of a chapter for me that I went from thinking I was just a travel blogger to knowing that I am something completely different and that I have a super tight niche. It really, really changed my blogging life. If you want to sign up, head to thebloggercourse.com today and get 20% off with the code WHATSHESAID. 20% off with the code WHATSHESAID. Hi, Bob. How are you? Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Lucy. Thank you for having me. I'm good, thanks.
Good. So for anybody who doesn't know who you are, do you want to just introduce yourself, tell us about your blogging journey so far?
Sure. So my name is Barbara, and I'm originally Czech, but I live in Norway for almost 5 years now. And after I moved here, I started to blog actually and have an Instagram account because I was a bit disconnected from friends and family and had some struggles in my personal life as well. So I felt like I needed some outlets to get a bit more in touch with myself and with my own personality and creativity. So I had another Instagram account before, which doesn't exist anymore, and was more connected or focused on interior and a little bit DIY tips. But then when I got out from my very unpleasant relationship, I really wanted to start over completely and start over as myself. So I started Her Internest, which is my Instagram home and also name of my blog. And I started to explore my personality again, because after the relationship I was in for a couple of years, I really lost my personality completely. And I couldn't make a decision about what I want for lunch and what I want to wear. And I was so confused and I felt like I am an empty person. So I really used the creativity to explore and discover myself again and somehow find out what is it that it's me and what is it that I want to do compared to what are all the voices in my head telling me I should be, I guess.
It's interesting, I think, the journey that you've gone on as well, even in the time that I've known you, which is only like, what, I don't know, a year, something like that, 18 months. Mm-hmm. Because creativity plays such a part in healing, I think. It's one of the messages that I feel like you give out. So I wanted to talk about your Instagram journey from... So when we met, I think we both did the Insta retreat together. And you just blossomed. You went from... But also, I don't want to talk about the followers too much, but this is a good way to indicate what happened for you.
Yeah.
That you went from, I can't remember how many followers, to like 20,000. It was like 1,000 to 20,000 in a really short space of time.
Yeah.
But in that time that you were doing this, that your creativity was flowing, then suddenly you had some real struggles kind of personally with that growth and the rules. I'd love you to talk a little bit about that.
Well, I started in March 2 years ago from zero, and now it's 25,000, but I have not been growing for a couple of months because I don't really care about it anymore.
This is why I love you. You're so funny.
Because I think there are things you can do to grow, but you never can guarantee. But I can see that if I make an effort, I get new followers. But if I don't, I don't, you know, it's quite like that. But because I was growing and, you know, we all have this mythical goal of 10,000 and swipe up. And that was always what I wanted, because that sounded like amazing world to be. But then it just kept growing. And then I started to struggle with recognizing if I do this for myself or if I do this for my followers. Although I love all my followers, they are really amazing people. I'm so grateful for the people I attracted. But still, I felt like most of the work I was doing was for other people because I knew this is what they expect from me now, and I knew this is what they really like and enjoy. So I felt this huge responsibility on my creativity and what I put out there. But in the same time, every time I asked them about it, always the reaction was, well, just do whatever you want. We will love everything you do. But there is this disconnect somehow that you assume that that's not really the truth. They just say it because they like you, but you know, you kind of also see the numbers and you know the reality is not always there. So I felt really, yeah, I felt really trapped in my own creative world in a way, because I just didn't know how to get out of it. And then, so I took a little break from Instagram to really think about it and create just for myself. And then I started to post less frequently, but it didn't really help. At the end of the day, I just had to decide, who am I creative for, and what am I creative for? Like, what is the reason I'm actually being creative? And when I started to connect to that and think about, okay, I started to be creative to explore my own personality and be allowed to be my own person. Mm. If I focus on that, I feel like this autumn I found my way back to what I wanted to do, and I really care much less about the reaction as well. But people still like it because they know I'm being authentic.
But do you think that that is something, because I see a lot of people that have a big growth, and then they get to the stage that you're at where they're like, oh, actually, I'm trapped. I don't want to be posting every day. I don't want to be constantly looking at different hashtags to use. I don't want to constantly be trapped in this one style that I've become known for. And then they'll say things like you're saying, in that, oh, I'm done, I just want to post for the fun of it. But do you think that that's kind of a privilege because you have those numbers? So for you, yeah, okay, you're not growing, but you have those numbers already.
Yeah, I suppose it is, but yeah, I suppose it's a kind of both ways, because it's a privilege because I've already gotten in the level, and I'm not making a living out of my Instagram. So I don't have to worry that much. Of course, I would love to build my creative business out of the numbers I have one day. But in the moment, I have a full-time 9-to-5 job, which is paying my bills. So I don't really have to worry about the reaction or about losing followers, because it's not going to impact my life that much. But I can see that for people who rely on their Instagram account, and it brings them living and they feed the whole family, of course, the situation is not the same, because they really need to, yeah, pay more attention and really take care of themselves.
Yeah.
On the other hand, I feel like if you build your business or your creative account on the idea that you want to be likable and you want the people to like what you are doing, you will be trapped from the beginning and you can never get out of it, because you will build those numbers on something which is not reality, or which is not nothing you want to do.
What do you mean? Talk more about that. That's interesting.
Well, I mean that if you think about, sorry, I'm sorry, but my boyfriend is just knocking on the window.
Oh, I see. I wondered what the knocking was. Yeah. Go for it.
And I just kill him. Just leave him. I'm recording the podcast. I'm just recording the podcast. He's not supposed to be at home for 2 more hours.
Typical.
Typical. Sorry. Should we...
That's okay. Just carry on. So I think that's interesting. Talk more about it. And you were talking about people who start off with an account that is to kind of please people. That's always, they're going to be trapped from the beginning. So if you just jump back in as if I've asked you the question.
Yeah. So I think it is, you mean repeat it all over the last part.
Yeah.
Well, what I think is that it is quite a dangerous place to be if you start off your business or even creative journey for fun, really. I can see it in many people, and they are unhappy with, they will be unhappy on the way because they start thinking about what people would like them to do and what people would like to see from the beginning. So they don't sometimes even know what they like personally. And at one point or at some point when you will be busy or you will be upset or you won't feel like it, you won't feel like creating at all. That happens all the time. It will be super hard because you won't be doing it for yourself at all. You will be just doing it for other people. So I think I see that it is a really difficult situation to be in if you don't have the privilege of growing as I grew, for example. And you really know that the numbers matter at the beginning, and to be told they do.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing, isn't it? Because I think this is why people sometimes get really frustrated with Instagram, is when they see the advice out there, which sometimes I don't think is very honest. I think it presumes a lot of scenarios that don't exist anymore. So, you know, when people who got big like 5 years ago, or even 2 or 3 years ago, even a year ago, it's different now. The landscape is different now. And that's when I think people get a bit frustrated with Instagram. I feel like even when I mean, I've had an Instagram account since 2011, but I only took it seriously last year. And I feel like even for me to give advice on how I grew is not realistic to tell somebody else how to grow, because you almost have to, and again, yeah, I'm the same as you. It's not my full-time job. So, it's just kind of a joy for me. I just enjoy it. I even think that people saying just post whatever you want in a way. And that's when things changed for me, when I just started posting fun stuff and the reality and da 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 da, you know, not the pretty pictures. I even think that sometimes that's misguided advice.
Yeah.
Because
Yeah, I agree. But on the other hand, you post now whatever you want, and I think your Instagram changed because you're really being much more open than even though you were before, but you really just enjoy it. But still, you have a certain aesthetic.
Yes. Yeah.
And you wouldn't post anything. There is always, even though I say post whatever you want, you are really not saying that, but don't forget it to all look beautiful together.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Because I can say, oh, I just post pictures that I really enjoy, but there are pictures that I take that will never go on my grid because they don't fit in. And I'm okay with that. That brings me joy. I really enjoy curating my grid. But for people who don't, I think it can be really frustrating to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the same for me. I hate blue, and nothing blue will ever get into my squares.
You
although
must
it can
hate
be a,
my feed.
Well, but I like you. but yeah, I think that the advice out there can be a bit difficult to use in practice if you don't understand what those words mean. I think sometimes we tend to simplify it all, but the algorithm is no one understands the algorithm, and that's the point of it, right? That no one can crack the code. There is no way to crack the code, but there are things you can do to increase your chances to get seen, right, to grow, and it doesn't have to work anyway. And that's I think a really frustrating part, because I've tried to help a couple of people I know, then they have amazing photos, they look beautifully together, they're using the hashtag, but still there is something missing which won't allow them to tip over and get the bigger reach and grow.
That's really hard as well, isn't it? And especially from coming from a you know, where you are, where you're trying to help people, it must be so hard. There's no way that I think anybody can just follow a set formula. I think you do have to accept that there's one of two things. Either Instagram has to be your complete focus, you have to be spending hours on it every single day, or there has to be an element of luck.
Yeah, definitely. And then I also think you have to decide for yourself what is it that matters to you. Because if you want to grow and that's what matters to you the most, there are ways to do that. You know, I don't mean now the sketchy ways of buying followers. Don't do that, kids. But, I mean, there are proofs that if you have, for example, single topic focused Instagram, like the person which is styling the hedgehog photos, every photo is the same, they are growing much faster, or the ASMR things, you know. So if the growth and the numbers is only thing which matters to you, I think you can always observe what's going on, what's the trends, and you can follow, and you will somehow grow. So if that's only thing which matters to you,
which, yeah, and for some people it is, and there's absolutely no judgment if that's but yeah, I think you're absolutely right. What is ASMR?
You know, I don't know what the shortcut means, but those weird sounds, you know, it's some science behind it, that some people are connected to specific sounds which makes you feel good, because there may be sounds from your childhood, and then people are creating all these videos with like a popping bubbles and popping bubble foil and scraping the soap and all this like burning jelly and strange stuff going on Instagram right now.
Oh my goodness, that's so weird. I'm so not in, like, I don't really explore too much on Instagram. No. I just follow my favorites and
And I think that's also one of the things which is stopping people from growing as well, because we are staying so much in our bubble. We have no idea what's happening out there. But once you get on your explore feed, then you start going that rabbit hole, you know, from one picture to another. You discover that you have no idea what's happening out there. And there are people with millions and millions of followers which are just scraping pieces of soap and recording the sound.
So weird. I'm going to get lost in an Instagram rabbit hole this afternoon to see if I can find some interesting stuff. What are your... I think you've got really, really, really good tips on... and really honest tips about Instagram. Mm. That's one of the things that I love about you. And I think it probably also because I knew you, I knew you before you were famous.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to see your journey, which I think is really cool. And I know, like, you're so, everything you do is so rooted in authenticity and honesty. And you care a lot. You don't necessarily care about, I don't know. I don't really know where I'm going with this, but one of the things I really like about you is your honesty. That's, I don't really like anybody who isn't honest. What are your best tips for Instagram? Ooh. For growing?
For growing?
Yeah, because I think people do want to know that. They want a good, realistic takeaway for growing, even if it means scraping soap or whatever.
I think... it is much harder than it was a year ago to give these tips. And that's why also I stopped helping people with Instagram, because and I rather focus on the creative part, because I think that's also important. But I think for growing in the moment, it is quite important to get out of the Instagram almost. So to get out of your bubble, to get out of Instagram into another channels, so people find you from elsewhere. I know that Pinterest is working really well for people nowadays, so they are sharing their Instagram pictures into Pinterest boards, and that's how they are getting new followers back to the Instagram. And it's also helpful for me, and that's how I grew a lot last year, was to join the Instagram hashtag challenge, but also another challenges, because there is so many challenges on Instagram for different creatives and different type of challenges, from the photography challenge to knitting challenge or 100 days project challenge, which are creating the community of people, and those are usually very supportive. So you get very authentic new audience, because people care for each other and they get connected through the creativity rather than some kind of random liking all over the place. That's not going to work in the long term. And it's the same with the Instagram hashtag project, because I was featured in April and I grew about 3,000 followers, I believe, basically overnight. But my engagements didn't go anywhere, because these people just follow you because you are suddenly cool, but they don't really care about you. So it's much better to grow slow and steady, or no matter how hard it really feels sometimes.
Yeah.
But I think the best way to grow is to connect to the right people and find your tribe, really find the groups of people which are similar to you, but maybe not so similar, try to get out of your creative comfort zone and try something different.
Yeah, that's such good advice. Because what it's all about really is, grow. If you want to grow, for example, I would love to have the 10K so that I could have the swipe up, because that would be really helpful for me. But my engagement is quite high, so there's no way that I would ever want to grow 3,000 overnight, even though it would feel great. I know that then that would damage one of my main selling points, I guess. And also it probably just feels really gross when you're used to having great engagement and then it dropping. I would imagine it's quite frustrating.
Yeah, and you have to really, you feel like you have to keep up, you know. You feel like now you have been somehow proven to be successful, and now you have to show everyone that that's actually true, that this wasn't just a luck or lottery, but that was actually your work. So it's not an easy situation to be sometimes in. But I think growing through what you are doing, through the creativity, and also what helps is to really care about the people which are following you, because those are the best advertisement for you. And I really noticed when I share something which resonates with people or they appreciate it, they share it without me asking for it. And that brings another people your way. So I think the value in a way is very overrated, and I think people often don't put their work out because they're afraid there is not enough value in a way. And I definitely believe that we shouldn't bring more noise out there to the internet, but be of value. But the value for the people can just be that you share that you had a shit day and this is how you got out of it. That can be so important in that moment for some person who is watching your feed. So I think there is lots to be told about value, but it's not as hard as it seems like.
It's so funny that you say that, because that's basically, there's a paragraph in my, or a sentence in my newsletter on Sunday where I talk about value, where like, as in, I'm so sick of people saying only share valuable, you must offer value, because that really is a block for people, because they think that making someone laugh isn't value. Or being honest and making someone feel something, like feel less alone or whatever, that's value. It doesn't have to be be like a 10-point plan to, it doesn't have to, do you know what I mean? Like, oh
no, definitely, because some, I think the biggest value for people you can bring is that they can relate, because we really want to belong and we want to relate to one another and we want to feel like we are not alone. And if you make people feel not alone, I think that's the biggest value, and no matter the way you are doing it.
Yeah, I completely agree. If not enough is talked about,
no,
some of the messages that are sent to people, to influencers, I don't know, value is definitely one, and there's so much other stuff. Don't add to the noise. I completely agree with you, but yeah, there's not enough talked about some of the blanket simplified bits of advice that are thrown out there into the ether that can be really confusing and actually really misguided.
Yeah, and damaging, because people feel like they're not good enough. People feel like they're not good enough to bring anything to the world, and that's so not true, because everyone has always something. And even though if you are just being yourself, that's such an amazing value, because as Brené Brown says, the vulnerability is the most important thing to share with people, because that creates the real connections and it's healing the world and, you know, all the good stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I think creativity can be, as in the term creativity, I think that can be one of those words that is bandied about and is a block to people, because I don't know about you, but when I was at school, you were either creative or you were good at science and maths. Like, you couldn't be both. And if you're creative, that means you're good at art.
Yes.
There's no...
and I talk about this all the time, and I think that will be what I will be focusing even more in the future, to convince people that they're good enough in whatever they're doing and they are creative. Because I often use the example that my boyfriend is electrician, And he thinks he is creative. He thinks he's creative at his work as electrician because he has to figure out how to do the work in the best way, how to connect the things so it looks good and it works for people and so on. And I always say this is to be being creative. Being creative means creating something which hasn't been there before, which you use your own skills and experience for. Cooking dinner from scratch without recipes, being creative. There is no difference in the process between cooking dinner from scratch and making amazing painting. The process is exactly the same. We just don't see it that way because, as you say, in the school, they tell us, I can't draw. I can't do pretty much anything. I've never been really good in art classes. But, you know, I'm still creative.
I love that. That's such a good example. And I love that your boyfriend is like, yeah, I'm creative. That's right. That is absolutely right. If you're a scientist or a doctor or whatever, you're creative. You have to come up with problems.
Definitely.
Come up with answers to problems.
Doctors, you know, because everybody is so different.
Yeah.
And they really have to figure out how to make it work and make it look beautiful. So.
That's so true. That's such a good example. I love that. So. How are you going to focus on creativity next? Like you mentioned that that's going to be kind of your focus. I know you don't offer your specific kind of Instagram help, but how are you creating content around creativity to help people?
Well, I just finished my first online course, which was called Creative Common Sense, where I wanted to help people to find the logic in creativity and really, you know, really crash all these myths and disbeliefs to be able to be creative. To be honest, I didn't really enjoy it that much.
Didn't you?
No, because for many reasons. The people were lovely and I think they got a lot of value, but I think it's important to try anyway. And because if you don't try, you won't find out that this is not what is for you. But I really feel strongly about the confidence, you know. I really want to focus on the creative confidence and try to find some ways, I guess, through my own example and also through sharing whatever I learn and read, because I like to read and collect information a lot, to encourage people to be creative in their own way and just try to find a way to make it work, even though they're the business or they are creative for fun, because I think the creativity is so important in our life to keep our brain going and to not really settle in the routine, because I feel that's just killing our soul.
Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree.
So I don't have any special plan in the moment. I think in the moment I really want to focus on my own creativity so I can be really confident in saying, yeah, I am really confident in my creativity and I want to help you out with that as well.
Yeah, I love that. That's brilliant. So, where can everybody find you online?
Well, you might have already gotten the idea that I live on Instagram. And my handle is herinternest. It's not internet, it's internest, which is a new word made out of internet and nest, because that's what I wanted to create online. So you can get in touch with me on Instagram, and I think that's where I'm the happiest and when I chat with the people the most.
And your website is herinternest.com.
Perfect. Yes.
Thank you so, so much for being a part of the podcast.
Thank you for having me. This is really fun.
And you can find me at Lucy Lucraft everywhere. But I mostly hang out on Instagram. You can find old episodes of What She Said over at lucylucraft.com, where you'll also find me chatting about all things blogging, travel, vegan life, and zero waste living too. Lastly, I know everybody asks this and it's a total pain in the ass, but please think about leaving the show a rating and review. It makes a huge difference to getting the show out to new listeners. And for every review you leave, I'll donate £2 to charity. So that's £1 for you and £1 from me. The chosen charity changes each month, so listen out for it in the intro each week. Thanks for listening.